I'd like to share with you some insights on the use of names in An Inspector Calls by J.B. Priestley. I'm not suggesting that all the ideas that I share here were necessarily intended by J.B. Priestley, although the more I look into it, the more I see a sharp mind playing with the audience. Neither have I read this being picked up in commentaries. But I do feel there are some interesting ideas to share. And these names and their associations will give us interesting insights, I think, into the characters, how they are meant to be acted on the stage, how they are portrayed, and how they link with the themes and ideas that are found in this very special play. So let's start with Inspector Gould. Because if there's a case to be made for a careful choice and use of name, then surely it's for the inspector himself. Now, Inspector Gould arrives, and he's announced as Inspector Gould. And a little later on, Arthur Burling says, "What did you say your name was again?" And this time, the inspector spells out his name: Gould, Gould. And the only reason that you'd spell out a surname is because you think it might be misunderstood for another spelling. And of course, Goole is a town in Yorkshire. The M62 goes close by it, and perhaps the best thing to do about Goole is to keep driving past it. But we have Goole, but of course, there is the pun, the play on words. Goole, Ghoul. Ghoul is an Arabic word, and in Arabian mythology, it's a spirit that feasts on dead bodies. And I think there is something very interesting here, because as the inspector arrives, he is dealing with, represented by Arthur Burling and his family, a way of life, an attitude towards people, an attitude towards the times in which they live that is dying. It is interesting to see how Arthur Burling, in his cataloguing of current progress in 1912, that he refers to the Titanic, and of course, with delicious dramatic irony, we know the Titanic's fate. And here, there is not only in his understanding of technology and understanding of reading the times, Arthur Burling is also a capitalist. And J.B. Priestley, the socialist, is quite keen to expose the frailty of his position or the hypocrisy of his position and the way in which socially he is disregarding of the likes of Eva Smith. Interestingly, when the inspector first arrives, Arthur Burling is in the middle of sharing with Gerald and with Eric, his son, some key important personal business advice, where basically he talks about looking after number one, and he says that there are cranks around who speak of things like community, where we should be treated like or looked at like bees in a hive, as if we should all care for one another. And it's in the middle of that speech that the doorbell rings, and shortly the inspector's arrival is announced, as if he were waiting in the wings, just ready to come in at the right moment, because it is to address, to confront this selfishness that the inspector arrives. And so the name Ghoul, suggesting feasting on a dead body, suggests a predatory interest the inspector has. He recognizes that there is something, a way of life, a worldview, an order that is dying, and he wants to come in and expose that and speak about the future. Interestingly, in the famous 1954 version of Inspector Calls, starring Alistair Sim as the inspector arrives at the French windows in a really strange manner, but he introduces himself as, "My name's Poole, Inspector Poole," which is really strange. And the only way to interpret this, perhaps, is that the British film audiences were felt to be too sensitive to take the idea of a name, Ghoul, and so it's changed to Pool. But of course, what he's